Hey, this is Melissa Bartel. This is the Bachelor Mermaid. This is my entry for the Dog Years of Podcasting 2014, episode 14.
I only touch your love when the tips of my fingers try to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
It's Fiction Friday in my world, and so I'm sharing with you an excerpt from one of my first ever nano projects. The original project was called Illusions of Motion. I still have it somewhere on a computer or a data stick, and I need to go back and look at it soon because it's something I don't want to forget to do. But in any case, this was an excerpt originally written in November of 2004. The problem with having an overactive imagination is that things stay in the back of your mind, lurking over your shoulder and waiting for the worst possible moment to make themselves known. The fall after my 7th birthday, one of the murky fingers that took up residence in my brain was the Headless Horseman. I don't remember how it began that my friend Tia and I would visit Mrs. G on weekend afternoons. Possibly it had to do with the fact that we both missed distant grandparents. Equally possible was the fact that we both saw the spark of mischief and good humor beneath the old teacher's crusty exterior. In any case, it was on a Saturday shortly before Halloween that we both ended up in front of the old G house. It was a cozy little place, at the end of a road and surrounded by aspen and pine trees. I always thought of it as being a bit backwards because the front door opened into the street-level living room, dining room, and kitchen, and the bedrooms were below, nestled against the hillside. And truly, it probably wasn't an old house as much as it was decorated with old things, an eclectic collection of ornate wooden furniture. Mrs. G always had some kind of project plans for Saturdays, though it's only now that I've begun to wonder whether she expected us or was just such a creative thinker that whipping up something for two small girls to do was nothing to her. On this Saturday, before the year's first snow, with the bite of fall and the rustling of leaves filling the air, her plan was to make caramel apples and watch a movie. And so we did. As the afternoon sunlight thinned into twilight, we sat on the floor with our backs against the sofa, munching candy-coated apples and watching The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. I don't remember which version, only that the horses were pretty, and at 7, I couldn't figure out how they made a man look headless. We were having so much fun that I never noticed how dark it was outside. Twilight had fully descended, and the moon was visible. Mrs. G called my parents and let them know I was on my way home on my bike. Tia only lived 2 houses away, so I walked my bike that far with her, then hopped on and began to ride. 1/2 mile never seemed so long. Clouds kept moving in front of the moon, changing the light and making the shadows move around me, and the trees, which I'd always thought were pretty, suddenly seemed to close in, and what was that sound? Was that the swish of a cape brushing against a tree branch? My small hands gripped the handlebars of my trusty red bike tight enough to turn my knuckles red, then white, and my feet slipped off the pedals more than once as I tried to get out of the woods and onto the lit streets near our building before I didn't know what. I did know, however, that rule number 1 is never look back, and so I didn't. I forced myself to hear music in my head, Sean Cassidy's Teen Dream, his great biking music, by the way, and pedaled as fast as I could, not coasting down the hill the way I had every other Saturday, and not stopping till I got to the brightly lit front door of Lion's Ice Cream, where I paused to catch my breath in the protective amber glow of the lion head sconces. I sat there for about 5 minutes, still not daring to look behind me, just breathing. Ahead, I could see light in the corner of the front window of our apartment above our store. Across the street, I could see Russ the librarian locking up the library. He saw me and waved, and I waved back. Then I continued down the block, around the corner, and home.
Steam is drifting.
This has been the Bathtub Tonight. Mermaid. Show notes are at my website, www.bathtubmermaid.com. Dog Days of Podcasting can be found at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. I can be found on Twitter at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, and on Facebook, Melissa Bartel. I think it's actually Melissa A. Bartel, but it might be Facebook/Miss Meliss with a Y. and an E.
Well, I know how it feels.
Thanks for listening. Remember never to let your bathwater go too cold.
Feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.